Yo, ladies and gentlemen, like I told you, we got the dancehall artist on the line, Vybz Kartel from Jamaica, to discuss this whole issue of him bleaching his skin. Vybz Kartel, Wagwan.
Wagwan, Saifa.
Thank you for waking up early to talk to us, man. There's a lot of chat going on about you, my brother.
Yeah, man, as usual, man. Not change.
So, I mean, obviously a lot of in the news about these pictures that came up that you bleach your skin or use cake soap or whatever that is.
Well, Cypher, so you know, Vybz Kartel is the artist that you can always expect the unexpected from. Vybz Kartel is the outrageous artist from Jamaica that does the outrageous stuff. So that is why you see pictures like this.
So you're saying you did this for the shock value, to shock your fans?
But I always do things like that. Remember, you know, Vybz Kartel has like 29 to 30 tattoos on my body. Really and truly, Vybz Kartel just like the skin to get the tattoo them a hype, and more so for just get the fans them and get the people them, keep them mesmerized and keep them in awe. Because Vybz Kartel is that controversial artist.
What is it that you use to get your skin like that? Like, because you're a pretty brown and dark skinned brother, and now you look like this grayish, yellowish.
He's paying homage to Yellow Man.
Yo, the colonel from KFC never revealed his secret recipe, so I can't tell you what I'm using.
So you say it's an ancient Jamaican secret?
Yeah, it's ancient, but I wouldn't say it's Jamaican.
Ah. I was going to say, you put out a statement over the weekend, though. This is Rosenberg, by the way. And you put out a statement which I thought was pretty interesting, where you said, basically, when, you know, once people stop, you know, getting plastic surgery
and weaves
and changing the way they look, yeah, then we can all live naturally ever after. Until then, basically, shut your effing mouth. I thought that was a great statement, and I don't think you have any obligation to do anything for anyone. But at the same time, I'm just curious, why would you have an interest in having your skin looking lighter than it naturally looks? Just like, what's the appeal?
Well, the appeal is really being Vybz Kartel. That's what I'm saying. I just do the outrageous stuff. You know what I mean? Vybz Kartel is the type of person that put on braces without actually needing braces. You know what I mean? That's who Vybz Kartel is. Vybz Kartel is a person can get up tomorrow morning and just grow dreads. That is Vybz Kartel. The only thing you can expect from Vybz Kartel is the unexpected.
Mm. So what did you say to some of your fans that this is like a maybe an insult to people that do have dark skin that looked up to you as a fan and said, you know, this is a brown skin brother doing his thing. And there's a lot of people bleaching their skin because they do want to be light skinned, especially in Jamaica and in Africa and all over the islands. This has been something that a lot of people have been talking about for a long time.
Well, some people say, oh, Vybz Kartel is promoting self-hatred in the black community and Ray, that's bull. You know what I mean? Vybz Kartel is doing him. You know what I mean? In a country which is a free society, everyone has the right to do whatever they so please. You know what I mean? This is not a self-hate thing. You know what I mean? Because Vybz Kartel is a conscious black brother. But as I said before, I'm an entertainer. I get paid to entertain. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm not a religious leader or a political leader or a social leader. I'm an entertainer.
I see what you're saying, Kartel. But basically, you're saying you can do whatever the hell you want and...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm doing. It's not what I'm saying. It's what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And a great king once said, until the man's skin is no more significant than the color of his eyes. There will be war. You never hear that yet. That was a Bob Marley song.
Well, I think that's a pretty solid explanation, and if for some reason, if Kartel, you do decide you want to become more white, I volunteer to give you lessons on being more white, because I have it on lock, man.
Yeah.
You can come spend a week with the Rosenbergs.
He can't come here, man.
Why?
He has trouble, man. That's why he would have been here already. But can me and Rosenberg and Kate Fox come hang out in the Gaza?
You're always welcome on the Gaza. Security is Gaza style, so you know you're in good hands.
Rosenberg is Jewish. Is that going to be okay?
That's what I was just going to say, isn't Rosenberg Jewish, but this is a different kind of Gaza. This is the New World Gaza.
Oh, okay. Tolerant. All right. Woof.
So you're tolerant to the teacher? Well, the teacher is tolerant to you.
Well, listen, if they're not going to let you come a foreign, I'm going to have to go a yard.
Yo, the man said, come a foreign. Yo, dog. Yo. Oh, you're kidding me, man.
Yo.
Thanks a lot, Kartel.
Kartel, thank you so much, man, for talking to us.
All album is coming out in spring. It's going to be a crazy album, you know what I mean? It's like a fusion of dancehall and hip-hop.
The Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg Show on Hot 97.
Yo, big up my good friend Vibes Cartel, ladies and gentlemen. Straighten it all out.
A lot of people can say what they're going to say, but the man kept it pretty honest, man.
He sure did. It's 9 a.m. This portion of programming is made hot by the Sci-Fi Channel, Being Human. This all-new original series premieres tonight at 9.
Coming back in just a minute with the Flash and White Support, K-Fox.
We got a foreign.